Hey fuckers, it's Friday.
Can't spell shattered without shat or turd.
Like a gut punch to the abdomen.
Some of the funniest shit on the web.
I call it a rock fret.
I like the cut of your jib, gentlemen.
These five are the only protection we have.
The best part of this show is the genuine Hasbro love.
Good night, folks.
And of course, Pat's weekly farts.
Breaking news.
It's very outside of the box.
Nailed it.
I love Friday.
Bob's bacon tackle, now carrying Hasbro.
They truly are your favorite podcast,
Thoughts, prayers, likes, and shares.
Shut up, turd.
A to B. Shut up, turd.
Is that you?
You.
Shattercast.
When are you going to bring Larry back?
My favorite Star Wars podcast.
Shattercast on
like complete fuckers.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences only, and its sole purpose is to entertain. If it doesn't fit with your sensitive sensibilities, please feel free to turn it off now and
shut the fuck up, Chip.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Shattercast Uncut, episode 250 and one and a half, because we don't know how to count.
No, it's actually proper 250. See, I go away for like 2 weeks
know. Well,
so far,
it's
and
two,
it all goes to hell.
250 and one and a half. That's what it says on the thing. I'm just reading.
Well,
reading is fundamental.
Our recording from last week says it was 250.
But it was 249. We messed up on that. So anyway, we're at 250. Basically, we've been 250 episodes, and it feels like it's been a lot longer. So today we have everybody except for Bubba. So everybody say hello, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
And Justin, we got T2RX6 back from having a baby. How you doing?
At least for this week. I am exhausted.
So. I imagine. But you're not going to TFCon.
Yeah.
And last but not least, we have Gregors.
Matt, that's everybody. I think I talked to God. Did I ever tell you about the night the lights went out in Georgia?
No.
No, remind me to tell you about the show.
Okay, cool. I probably won't have time, but we'll see, because I got to get ready to go to TFCon.
Basically, it was just the night they hung an innocent man.
Oh, that's not nice. So, let's go. Did we get anything this week? Hey, Robert, I know you got something. I know you posted some pictures. So what did you get, man?
Well, I had the opportunity to watch a really good movie. I told you about it. Arrival?
Yeah. That's good.
Did anybody else see that movie?
I did not. Is that the Alien movie?
Yeah.
It has a Superman.
With the
squids. Flames.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
It was really good.
It was pretty good. I saw it at the movie theater, actually.
Oh, you're so fancy, Matthew.
I know. I got that movie money.
Got that movie money. So what else did I actually get? I got the Unique Toys Challenger. And
how about that box, Max?
Bobby sends it to me. It looks okay. First of all, you got to understand, when you send something to Bobby to look at, right? What you get back in return is like, you know, when Bobby does his reviews and he's like, we'll get this cleaned up and then we'll take a look at it. And it's kind of sloppy when he says that. That's what he gives you, because he's like, that's good enough. It fits in the clamshell, fits in the box.
If it fits, it ships. That's his motto.
If it fits, it ships, you know? So like, you get something new and you're like, aw, does this not line up, or is it just because Bobby didn't want to line it up? Like when I got that Ocular Max Cliff Jumper, I don't even know if I got that from him. But, man, you get that shit, and it's like, this Prime comes. I got the Prime in the fucking box. It looks like Bobby got frustrated trying to get it into the shipper, and he just went, like, chimpanzee on it and started, like, double fist slamming it into the box, because this box is beat up.
That's what you get for signing the waiver.
Oh, yeah, my God.
That's true.
I was like, Bobby, thank you so much. Because he didn't tell me. He wasn't like, Robert, the box is very banged up, and it wasn't me. It was just like silence. I was like, Bobby, thanks for the cheap on my box. And then he's like, it came like that. I'm like, no, it didn't, you fucking liar. You liar. And but I'm not impressed with the Challenger. I thought it was going to be more visually impressive. It's not as impressive visually as the Lockdown. I don't know, something about it. Like, the feet are weird. The toe tilts are really loose, so his toes tend to go up like genie shoes. And the hands really stick out. I mean, it looks nice, but maybe it's because I also got in the Perfect Effect Doragon. Megatron. And that thing is really beautiful. Like, it's just beautiful. And really, really tight joints. almost frustratingly so in some places because you want to pose him and the knees are really, really tight. He is back heavy. Everyone's complaining that he's back heavy. But the fact is he's got these giant wings. And no matter what you do, unless you're leaning him forward, and in that case he's balanced, if he's in any way upright, the wing tips touch the ground. So there is no balance issue with him. I can't imagine if you have him upright, the wing tips touch the ground. So it stands itself up. And he has an ab crunch and all this other stuff. Once you have his arm out with the dragon head or anything, leaning forward, knees bent, now he's balanced again. I mean, I have no balance issues with him. He's toppled zero times. On a credenza with a fucking sliding door that slams open and shut all the time while I'm working. You know, the challenger with his fucking genie toes, the slightest bump and the genie toes flip up and he fucking takes a nosedive. You know, but next to the Unique Toys Challenger, that it doesn't, it really doesn't, it looks nice, but it doesn't look as nice as the Perfect Effect Megatron. I think it's really beautiful. It's funny, Bobby, let's do a little Bobby bashing since Bobby ain't here to defend himself. Don't do that. Did you see that review of his, of the Doragon? Did you see that review?
I just did, yeah. He kind of got a little frustrated.
He was hating on it. I called him up. I was like, you are so biased.
He's not the only one hating on it, dude. TJ
hates it with a passion.
Duckett hates it too. Oh, great. Yeah. So that's all that I got in. And now I'm going to hit mute because there are children banging on my door.
Wait, hold on. I got a question for you about Challenger.
What's up?
So I heard the transformation was kind of like a bad cube figure, because basically the whole thing just explodes, and then they have to piece it back together later.
Exclamation point. Sorry, what was that? Say that again.
Oh, God damn it.
No, you're saying the transformation was really difficult and annoying?
No. I heard the transformation was like a bad cube figure, because you just explode it all over the place, and then you have to put it back together later.
Not really. It's pretty, like... It's a lot like the old Megatron transformation. It's just a little more sophisticated.
No, I said Challenger.
Oh, Challenger, I didn't transform.
That was a NASA disaster joke.
Sophisticated.
I didn't. The Challenger.
It exploded everywhere. It comes with a little Christian McCullough figure that sets on fire. Oh, that's
a little waterproof command module you can fish out your bathtub.
I haven't even tried to transform it because, like, here's the thing. Bobby craps all over this Doragon, and he says the transformation was really unintuitive and difficult. And it didn't seem to be, but, you know, whatever. To each his own. And that's the funny thing I said to him, I was like, I don't understand. You have your opinion. People act like you're like some judge and jury who's declaring it garbage.
I can't get it if someone don't like it.
Motor. It's just an opinion. Get your fucking toy if you like it. But that Challenger transformation? I don't even want to transform it. It looked so annoying. It doesn't look intuitive.
Challenging?
I would say it's challenging. It's not. It's certainly not prime, you know? But I don't know. It was the
that was a good one, Greg. Did you make that up, Justin?
It was. I think you made it up. I really do.
Good job. Hey, Justin, what'd you get the last 3 or 4 weeks, man?
You know, first thing, I got a baby.
Yay!
That's a transforming thing, because once again, it's transformed my sleep into non-existent again. So
and it transforms to poop.
It does that.
Lots of poop.
Oh, yeah. I was, before getting on the show, I had to put my son to bed. I'm like, let's go upstairs and play a game called How Many Times Can Dad Breathe In Bathtub Water Before He Stops Breathing? So,
How many times can you?
I don't know. We didn't play that game. But, yeah. I mean, it's tiring. But in the way of toys, being the massive hypocrite I am, as usual, I got the Make Toys, the oversized Make Toys knockoff Protectobots, all of them except Hotspot, and they're glorious. Like, it's just, they're awesome. I love all of them.
Make Toys?
Not making Hotspot, right?
It's a Yes Model, I think, made them. Yeah.
They're not making Hotspot?
I hope they do. They better make a damn Hotspot. So
that's just like the only one they haven't. There's no word about.
Yeah, they haven't said anything about it yet. But each of the limbs is awesome. They're at least as good as the Make Toys, if not better. And they scale really nice with like a masterpiece car. You know, so like streetwise is the same size as Lake Prowl, and I'm totally down with that. Maybe the car is a little smaller, but it's close. I wish First Aid was the same size as like Ratchet, but I mean, you know, given the limb has to be the same size and everything, like it can't be that way, but it's awesome. I like it. I highly recommend them. And they're like $30 a piece or something like that. Like they're super reasonable.
That's Dollar Tree money right there.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a way to mod the official, well, the official quote unquote, make toys hotspot to fit the limbs, the oversized limbs?
I don't think so. That'd be crazy.
Like an 80s comic book character.
That'd be cray cray.
That'd be ridiculous. But I don't think that's happening. Yeah, so I got those. I got, what else did I get? I got a Super Saiyan Blue Vegito New York Comic Con or SDCC exclusive figure arts.
Vagino?
Yeah, Vegito. What else did I get? I got some of those other Dragon Stars things. I got the figure arts Majin Buu, who is really fun and really fat. He's awesome.
Yeah, 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 it's good.
I got the Master Roshi, but haven't opened them. I'll make Matt proud. I got Powder Primes, Bludgeon, Octopunch, and Bomb Burst. So I'm happy to have those.
Them are neato. Ooh. I love those little fellas.
Neato.
And finally, I've semi caught up. I ended up getting, it's been in my pile of loot forever, the Fans Toys Dracula. So he's here. So nice. Now we wait. And I think that's it.
You know,
that's a good one.
That the pre-order on Bulma is fulfilling soon.
Yeah, there's some people online who already have her. I've noticed.
Fucking so. Bulma, really?
Oh, you know what else I got? I got, I don't know if anybody has been following it, but you know those 1UP arcade, I don't know if anyone knows them, the 1UP arcade machines, they're like...
Yeah.
Yeah, Walmart.
Yeah, they're like 4 feet tall versus like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I got one of those, and it's okay.
Which one did you get?
I got the Street Fighter one, because my goal is to actually rip out most of its electronics and make it a Raspberry Pi thing.
Oh. What?
Yeah, Raspberry Pi is like a little microcomputer. And so basically it'll play any arcade game. So that's my goal, is to turn it into a arcade system in my basement. And it's okay.
I thought you were going to use it to serve Raspberry Pi.
Yes, it's going to be a Raspberry Pi dispensing system.
So it's going to be like an undersized MAME cabinet.
Pretty much, yeah. So it's going to be awesome. Like the cabinet itself is fine, but I will say the Street Fighter one, like, it has, I don't know how familiar anyone is with arcade stuff, but anyone listening who knows, it has square gates, so it makes it, like, impossible to do a fireball. Like, you hit down and then down forward, but since it's a square, it just kind of locks itself in that corner and makes it really hard to go down, down, forward, forward, you know?
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my, like, number one play style in Street Fighter is just sit in the corner and throw fireballs.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah.
I need to make a Mortal Kombat 2 one.
I'll be switching all that stuff out, but you know, just anyone who's looking at the Street Fighter one, just know that you probably need to buy a replacement gate for it to make it fun to play. Because I can't even get past stage one; the computer kicks my ass. Like, because my guy's not really doing what he's supposed to, you know.
You know what the best shape for a gate is? A star.
Star. You should just start playing Guile, because all his moves are back and forward, up and down,
exactly.
Or down and up.
Exactly. It's perfect for that.
I play Chun-Li.
So. I find weird shit at the dumpsters in our complex. And a few years ago, by the dumpsters, like oversized items. There's an area for like the people to pick up. Mm-hmm. And there was an arcade cabinet.
Nice.
A
full arcade cabinet. And I was like, man. I don't know anything about fixing these things, but it would be cool to, like, fix one up. If only there was an easy way to do it. And then, like, 2 days later, I found out about Raspberry Pi.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah, and, like, so, like, all the stuff I need to fix it, like, it's, like, a $20 adapter to unplug the electronics from this thing to, like, plug it into an HDMI of the Raspberry Pi. And then it's just, like... You can use the old controls, I think, but I'm just going to take them out and put in better ones, and yeah, it'll be set, you know? Like, it'll be awesome. Like, I'm not stuck to 3 Street Fighter games. I'll have, like, everything, you know? So, and it's always been, like, something I've wanted in my house. It's like, it'd be awesome to have an arcade machine in my house, and, like, you know, one that doesn't take up quite as much room is pretty awesome, so.
Does, Raspberry Pi, does it run off of ROMs?
Yes. So it's got a whole dedicated emulation thing called, I think it's Emulation Station is what they call it, and it just has like everything built in.
I have a folder of old arcade, like a giant folder of arcade ROMs somewhere. And if it's I can find it, I'll email it to you, so it'll save you some trouble.
Oh, I used to play that. I used to do that on the computer. I got a bunch of those stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, it's awesome. Gregor, what'd you get, man?
Hey, Matthew, what'd you get, man?
I asked Greg first. Oh. He's next.
Justin, were you done? I'm sorry.
Yes.
He was done. He said, I didn't interrupt him. I'm kind of nice.
All right, so this week I got the opportunity to look at the Halloween sequel.
Ooh.
And it was pretty entertaining. I had a good time.
Neato.
In fact, I actually leaned over to Kit at one point and was like, I really like this movie.
And she said, shut up, leave me alone.
She didn't really care. She had never even seen Halloween until right before. She had never seen any of those movies, and I woke up before her, and I was watching Friday the 13th, just because it was what was up when I turned the TV on, and then I found out she had never seen Halloween, so I put that on. We ordered a pizza.
You're watching AMC? Is that what you're doing, the whole
Friday? No. It's just on my digital movie collection. Oh, it was okay. Just up when I turned the TV on, because I had watched it the night prior. I was watching digital movies. We went and saw Halloween, and she asked me the cutest question. She's like, why does he kill? Well, we watched Friday the 13th. She's like, why is he killing all those people? I was like, well.
Why would he?
But,
he hates clumsy people. He hates clumsy people that trip while they're running in the woods.
Mm-hmm. They killed his mother and they drowned him.
Mm-hmm. That's basically the synopsis I gave her.
Did you see? Did you see where the king is trying to buy the reboot the Friday 13?
If by the king you mean LeBron James?
LeBron James, no. Yes, your boy.
He is Ohio's boy. I did see that, but a lot of people are making it out to be better news than it is because they still have to get through that legal battle, which is which is such a clusterfuck.
Yeah, I saw it. Well, he has a production company. That's the reason why and everything. And he saw, I guess he saw that, you know, the Halloween did really well, and I guess he's trying to cash in on the thing. But, you know, whatever. Good luck to that. Did you get any trends? Did you get any toys?
When you actually make a good remake of an 80s movie as opposed to a cash grab like the Bay films and Nightmare on Elm Street and whatever.
Did you see that movie Saturday the 14th? Did you ever see that parody?
No, is that really a thing?
It's like a comedy. Yeah, it's pretty good.
When we get off the podcast, I did not get any toys. I was actually killing time trying to rack my brain to see if I got anything, but I sent some stuff back. I sent back my NECA Friday the 13th. I actually got an anti haul this week because I sent it back because it was. Parts were broken and missing out of the box. I was very upset.
That's not good.
And I ordered my aquarium. My anti-haul continues. I ordered my aquarium I was going to use to make my ending of part 6 setup with Jason in the bottom of the lake. And it never showed up. It got marked as delivered and there was no package. So I had to reorder it from another seller on Amazon and it's taking like super long. So I'm not going to have it until Monday. I'm very upset. Because that was my plans. Other than that, yeah, I didn't get any toys. I got some diorama supplies for another one I'm working on. But other than that, that's all I got.
Man, the diorama game on SCU, it's legit here.
Everybody's I just want to. Just want to try it. These neck figures lend themselves so well to specific scenes. Like you can't really do that with Transformers, in my opinion.
Yeah. No,
like,
I get
it's not one. Iconic setting, but like Jason at the bottom of the lake at the end of part 6, or I got some sheet metal and I'm trying a different foam that Pinkerton recommended from Home Depot. I was going to make the shack at the end of part 2 because I have the head and I have all the stuff to do it. I just need to make a building. You know what I mean? Like, I was making a graveyard. I have all the headstones. Like, it's just stuff that I think is pretty easy to pull off and it'll be a project.
Yeah.
And cost is relatively minimal from right. what I've bought. So,
phase life.
What?
Phase life.
Oh yeah, yeah I know. It is a phase. Yeah, I'm going through my going to Lowe's and Home Depot every other day phase right now.
You don't. One more thing. If I don't know anyone cares except for me, but maybe some listeners do. The Ghostbusters phone game has dropped. It's basically like that Pokemon Go game, but it's fun. So, you know. Point that out. So
I'm glad you found something you like to play, man.
Yeah, why not?
I have one question, Justin.
Is there?
Do you think you got anything this week?
I'm sorry. What's that?
I got indigestion. Sorry. Do you think Matt got anything this week?
That's a good question. I'm going to say he did.
I did. I got X-Transbot's Skids, Savanto, whatever. I like him. He's good. His shoulders are weird. Some tolerance issues. But overall, he's Skids, and he'll do. And I love beautiful paint job, and the old one is beautiful, too. Got in today. My boy John Garringer hooked me up, and he got me the G1 reissue Devastator for $15.
Wow!
So, yeah, that's so I'm kind of excited for that.
I would love to have that for $15.
That's the fair price for it, honestly.
Well, yeah, but you know it was $75 at Walmart, and he went and he was looking at one or whatever, and he scanned it, and it was $15, and so he got that one for him, I think, and then he went back. And pick me up one. So
you know, nice. my favorite thing about Devastator is like as a kid, my older cousin had it and like never let me see it. You know, yeah, I'm like, come on, I know you have it. You know, he never would let me see it. And he lives in Canada, so I only saw him like twice a year. You know, mm-hmm. And like the allure of that Devastator was huge. And I remember like post college, like my first job, I'm like. I'm going to get a Devastator and like,
hell yeah, I could make my own money.
Yeah. So like I ended up, I'm like, okay, I'll get the G2 one. It's more, a little more reasonable price. So I got the yellow one. I got it. I'm like, this is a piece of crap. You know? I'm like, thank God I didn't have this as a toy. It just falls, or as a kid, like this toy just falls apart. You know, you can't,
you didn't want
it
the toy. You just wanted it because you couldn't have it.
Right. Exactly. So
that's why.
Who knew that it was so flimsy and would fall apart at like, you know, if you sneezed.
Oh
on
yeah.
It, so.
The top half falls and but yeah, I'm glad I got you know, I wasn't gonna get it because I didn't want to pay $70. I already had one. I had the Takara reissue also, so I'll open
this one.
Yeah, and I'll open this one and mess around with it. So it was cool. I thought it was a really good deal. Thank you very much, Mr. Garringer. And I think that's it. I haven't got any new NECA stuff. I'm looking for some more Jason and, you know, Freddy stuff. Michael Myers is fixing to drop, I think, next month, I think, hopefully. Been seeing some pictures. Hey, Greg, NECA's dropping some new stuff this tomorrow, too, I think. Just,
oh, shit, I thought I was muted. I thought I was muted, then I went to unmute and muted myself. I saw somebody said that...
there's a new It?
They asked one of the NECA people, and they're saying that Myers is looking more like December now.
Oh,
which
really?
I don't understand.
I know, they're showing pictures and stuff of it. How can they... Come on, now.
They updated their Facebook profile with Pennywise from the remake with different
yeah,
head
with
and
the
hands.
Yeah, thing to the head. Yeah, they show, yeah, I think that's going to be a reveal tomorrow.
But I don't know if that's going to be a whole figure, if it's going to be an accessory pack, or, like, you know, what that's going to be.
I don't even have that one anyway, so I may pick it up later, the new Pennywise.
Sounds like that Pennywise is pound foolish.
I passed on the new one in favor of the traditional one, but
yeah, I got the traditional one. Yeah,
I'm gonna go back and pick it up. I don't know.
Yeah, I probably will too. I need some new. I want the Friday 13th, part 1 and 2, and all that stuff. And
I asked NECA on their Facebook page if there was a chance of a Nintendo reissue, and they gave me a vague maybe. So. I'm thinking that's probably happening.
Okay.
I just want the box that plays the music when you open the flap. And it's like, ding, ding,
ding. Dun, 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 dun. I didn't get anything else, I don't think. I think that's all I got. So,
well, this is on. Just make an okay. announcement. This is probably going to be an extra short show because we're all packing to go and all this shit stuff and blah, goody, blah, goody, blah.
So this should take up a good
what
a good
name.
40 minutes of your TFCon drive.
Yeah, good for or your flight, whatever. So we don't have anything else going on with movies, news, comics, conventions. We got me, Robert, and Bubba will be at TFCon. Come say hi to us. We're very approachable. We'd like to talk. Well, I do. I don't know about the other two, but I'm sure everybody knows Bobby Talks. And just come up and say hi and, you know, do all that good stuff.
I do have some sad news that I didn't get a chance to add that I saw after I put the other stuff. Somehow I skipped over it. It's general Transformers news. Mm. But the composer of the G1 soundtrack died.
Wow.
Hmm. And?
Stan Bush?
No.
Vince DiCola?
So, no, the guy that did the cartoon.
Yeah, I know. I'm just...
And then, well, okay, I didn't know. And then the lady who invented the green bean casserole died as well.
Hmm. All right, moving on to third party news.
Ironically, of clogged arteries.
We got third party news, which is not very much. We got only thing we really got is some reveals. So MFC is coming with a Aero Alpha Asterisk mode. So this is their wing figure that's it's got a nice yellow little cloak.
People are going ape shit over this.
Yeah, a lot of people love reformatted, man. I like reformatted. I'm gonna be honest. I love their drift and everything. I haven't got wing, and I may pick this up. I don't know. You know, I'm not gonna stand in line for it. But if you know, if I'm walking by the 3 inches up, no, I won't. I never stand in line. I'm gonna be with you, Robert. I hate to tell you this, but me and you, come on.
I think people just like robots in cloaks.
I think
drift looks nice on a cloak.
This is an homage to a Japanese super robot from another show.
Okay.
And that's why a lot of people are that don't typically collect repaints are kind of excited. I can't remember the name of it, but Ken or Paul C or somebody can post it in the comments. It's like not Gal Gaia or whatever, but it's like Gal Guar.
Gal Guar.
I think it looks good.
Goo Goo Guy Pan?
It looks really nice, yes. To be honest. I don't have the wing mold, but I do really like the colors on this. You know, it looks really nice. Like I said, I love that cloak thing going on. It looks pretty good.
So I'm gonna disagree. I don't like the cloak. Like, I think it's so thick, you know? Like, I don't know. It just feels like it sits unnaturally. I'm sure there's going to be some kind of, like, wiring in there.
Yeah, but, there is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too bold.
There is on Drift. The Flames Toys Drift, you know, his cloak is wired. And I think the MMC Drift actually had, like, you could order a cloak. It was like a special thing or whatever. It had wiring in it, so it makes it look like it's floating or something. Flapping in the wind. I mean, I like it. What do you want? Do you want a thin cloak? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I just don't feel like... I don't feel like it looks good. Like, I understand that the wiring in there is to, you know, shape it, but, like I look at the... who's the company who made that Krang in the Shredder? I don't know.
Oh, X-Gokin?
Yeah, X-Gokin. Like, that Shredder cloak is so much thinner than this one, and it's, like, torn and tattered and stuff, and it looks like it, like, is flowing and natural, and then this one, it's like... This cloak is choking this dude out. Like,
yeah, it looks like a napkin.
Yeah. He's like, I forgot my scarf.
It's a dirty napkin.
It's a blustery, wintry day here. You know, let me put my big scarf that covers half my head.
Well, and that's a cool thing. You can take it off. You don't have to have it on there. So, you know. Other than the cloak, I think the figure that looks really, really good. I mean, I like the colors on that. The little silver, the kind of salmon kind of color, red and the blue.
Salmon.
Outside of the obvious Japanese character on the cloak, it kind of reminds me of one of those stereotypical Mexican ponchos.
Mexican ponchos?
Yes, Mexican ponchos.
So this will be limited quantities at the MMC booth at age 3 and up, and it is $100. So get them quickly.
My God.
If you got more money than you got cents, pick this thing up.
These reformatted figures look best.
Robert, are you going to get it?
These reformatted figures look best covered up. I said cover them head to fucking toe.
So you're not in on it then, I guess.
No!
No! Why would I get that shit?
What you saying about reformatted?
I know.
That's not really anything like an Australian accent, but...
Oh, that was Australian.
All right. So I guess nobody's going to order it. But anyways, I don't know. I'm not staying in line for that shit.
Yes, you are, you fucking liar.
Robert, I have not stayed in any, waited in any lines at TFCon. Since
that's because you don't have to, because everybody lets you cut. No one sees you cutting in.
That's true. They don't see me. They do not see me at all because I'm kind of short. But I'm kind of chubby, so I start knocking people over a little bit. So, you know.
They don't hear him cutting either.
Matt walks through. He knocks into someone, like you said. But since he's small, they're like, ooh. Awfully like strong gust of wind here, just kind of.
Is somebody farting? It smells like sweaty fatty. Is this
if,
what?
If you're in line and all of a sudden the line gets shoved back and you can't see anyone that did it, Matt just cut you a few people ahead.
Matt walks into the dealer room on Friday night when they're setting up and throws his driver's license, which he's legally changed his name to Matt Deluxe Baldwin, and he's y'all remember the shit tomorrow.
Take a
complimentary review sample.
It'd be like, hey, you see this face? If I'm not happy, you're not happy. Just gonna put it that way. Let's go. Get my stuff. All right. We got next was Iron Warriors TF Prime Megatron. And these look fucking sweet.
Does it transform?
They don't.
No.
No.
It's the same company that made the Prime. That's why it looks so good.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah, it does. It looks fucking beautiful.
I wonder how much it costs, though. How much
do you think? I was going to ask.
Did the Prime is the Prime out yet?
No.
No.
Because I might buy these two just to have, like, together.
I would say probably 120. No. I'd say between 120 and 150.
I wouldn't pay sick more than, like, you know, Figuarts prices.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it's going to be bigger than a figure art, so you probably, I don't know. I mean, like, some of the figure arts are pretty big. I would say, like, to me, the max on this, I think, would be, like, 100 or less for me, personally.
Yeah.
Because how many accessories is it really going to come with? Maybe some different head sculpts and a blade doing that.
Probably just the hand. Or probably just the head sculpts and...
Or maybe a replaceable arm, like, from, the end of Prime, like the Soulless Prime arm, I think, or which whatever it was.
Iron Warrior. I guess they're new. I guess.
Oh, they're probably not. They're probably not new.
Oh, they're probably another. Yeah, but the company name is new.
See, the thing about Prime, the best thing about Prime, in my opinion, from a collecting standpoint, is that it was. Probably, in my opinion, the second best. I mean, honestly, it's probably the best Transformers show.
Yeah.
Maybe second best. But at the same time, it had such a small cast.
Yeah.
That, like the actual cast, you only really need, like, 10 bots.
Yeah, but you need, like, 30 Viacons, so.
Oh, yeah, you got a point.
I will say, Transformers Prime's one of the ones that I wish that, like, a Dr. Wu would come along and make, like, the human characters that were important for it, because there was a fair amount of them, you know? Like, what was the, what was Ernie Hudson's character's name?
Siri?
Miko?
Yeah, no.
No, the guy.
The adult, the guy.
Oh, Agent,
H.
Agent Cena.
Yeah,
Agent
whatever.
Orange.
I would like to see a version of him. Like, I think that'd be awesome to have next to, you know, the Prime characters.
I'll be glad when they do start doing some transforming Prime.
Mastery. You know, it'd be cool if he came with a jet. You know, it didn't transform.
Oh, a little small one?
No, well, yeah. I mean, he fit in it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, there was the jet that, what's his face, eventually adopted the, what's his name? Thunderblum? What the hell was his name? The green and the... No, the purple and the green guys, the twins. What the hell were their names?
Yeah, Thunderwing and Skycrasher.
Skycracker and Thunderbum or something?
Racist.
What the fuck are their names?
God, I can't think of it now.
Skycracker?
It wasn't Skybite. It was like Skyquake or something like that. Skyquake.
Yeah, that'd be cool if he came with that shit. Man, those toys are still really good. Those toys are still really, really good.
And they made a motherfucker like an Indian, like under a pile of rocks.
We was talking
about that, and then I'm starting to review some prom figures again, because it just gives me a chance to go back and look at them. They're really good. They're fun. Their transformations are real easy, but they're really fun. And you know, and it's a really great line. I wish they would go back to that. I think the Siege line is going to be probably not as good as prom, but I think it's going to be up there. It'd be cool if they started making mainline figures like that again, like the prom figure, because they really have some good ones in there.
The thing with those were, like, they weren't, like, they were a departure from, like, the aesthetic of the G1 figures, but, like, they were fun to transform, and they had, I mean, they were decent characters. Mm-hmm. And, like, for me, my grandma...
Ding-a-ling.
And, like, sorry. You look at, like Energon and Cybertron figures...
just answering the phone on this show.
Hello.
I got one of those wall units that you're like, hello, remember in Lassie? I'm dating myself here. Where they're like, hello.
I'm sorry, I probably had fixing to go, so
Matt has a phone booth.
It's my last phone. So sorry. Go on. I apologize. I'm sorry about that.
I was just saying they're fun figures, and like they're a departure from the normal designs because they're fun.
Yep.
And you can't say that for like some of the Unicron trilogy stuff and like the new shit they're putting out, because they're just not fun figures.
Well, and some of that also comes down to the like love you gave to the backstories and stuff. Like, I think Prime was good because they have fleshed out, you know, the stories of the characters a little, you know?
Yep.
That's what I think Siege needs that. I was talking about that. Where if Siege had a cartoon that was as strong, like as Prime or animated, I think it would put the toys over top, man. I think it would help the toys a lot, because you would have a backstory and have characters that you see on TV and be like, oh, I can relate to these characters now.
You know, Combiner Wars is on Netflix. I didn't know that. And it's just 5 minutes. It's either Netflix or Amazon. And, you know, the episodes are what, 5 minutes long? And I couldn't I couldn't even sit through a minute. I was just like, I can't watch this.
I tried with whatever the one, the Bumblebee one that just came out, whatever that one.
R.I.P.
Yeah, and it's like, like that's the problem is like so much of.
Oh, Cyberverse. Do you mean Cyberverse?
No, the R.I.D. one. I couldn't get through.
Oh, okay.
And like, you know, like the problem is so much of the media. They're like, well, you know who Optimus Prime is. Like, I do. But give me a reason to care for this one that doesn't look like the one that I know. You know, like, I don't know.
Well, Cyberverse gets me because, you know all those joke memes talking about, like, Alpha Bravo was my favorite G1 character, or Rogue was my favorite. But then, like, they're actually putting Windblade, like, in the G1 history, kind of. Like, they're actually trying to retcon her into like the Cybertron days, so it's like,
yeah, but Greg, the boys are thirsty, you know.
Oh yeah, they're also back in town, so better pack a lunch, so to speak.
I always pack a lunch, man. All right, we'll get to the last thing. We got famous project Casualty, which is a G2 Downforce. So if you're into this, it's black and everything. Yeah, black and yellow. It's actually black and blue and silver.
Can you put the mic right in front of Lisa's face?
It's her and her sister. Shut up. Calm down. It ain't like you're the last person to talk about people wearing a black. Come on now.
Hey, Matt, keep your women under control. You live in Arkansas.
Keep your women under control. I think this is a little too... I mean, I don't know who really wants this stuff anymore. I mean, I have the original, but... I mean, if you're a G2 fan, you know, that's fine, but I don't see the draw to this anymore. It's kind of outdated, like, what, 5 years ago, probably?
Especially if fucking X-Transbots is doing their G2 versions already. Who's going to buy this?
I mean, the only thing I could say is at least they're finishing it. You know, for the people who did go in on it, you need all the figures, I guess.
But that's true. Yeah, that's true. I give that. You know, if you want to finish it, that's fine.
Or something.
Would be a dick. Would be such a dick move if they never do any more.
they've confirmed they're doing the rest. I think this is going to be in the third party panel. Apparently, there's a lot of G2 related stuff coming from a couple of companies.
Oh, okay.
In the panel.
Well, if you can defend that, I have more, you know, put more power to you. Sorry. Go on.
Oh no, I was just saying, cause G2 so hip now.
It is hip. It's hip to be square though. But yeah, now, I mean,
no.
If you get to finish it, you know, that's, you know, I'm happy for you. You know, if it makes you happy, but I just, you know, it's kind of an outdated kind of, you know, figure to me. So.
Well, it's kind of an outdated concept too. So it's like,
I think it's, it's only $60. So that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Come on.
It's only $60. Come on, Mac. Just get it, Mac.
You should get this shit with your, this should be part of the package. Like, if you buy the 3-day ticket, you get this for free.
Man, remember when TFCon actually sold, you know, figures? You know, when you bought stuff, you could buy a package and you could get the, you know.
Did you see how well the fuck that worked out for him?
Yeah, we had it for like 4 years straight.
When we went to Charlotte, I could actually get those exclusives cheaper on Big Bad Toy Store clearance than I could get it with shipping than I could have bought them right there at the convention.
Yeah. Well, they tried.
Well, the fact that Keith... That old KFC was making half of their fucking stuff. Yeah. What did they have? They had that tape.
They had some tapes. They had the steel jaw. I think it was like what, purple and.
Yes. It was like Insecticon or Reflector.
Something like that. They had the Black Huffer, like from X-Trans, like the first like X-Trans box.
Oh yeah, this is Sloppy McStandy Pants. Yeah, that one.
Sloppy McStandy Pants. There's another one too that I couldn't get rid of. There's another X-Trans box, I think.
Tempest.
Wasn't it? Was it? No, it wasn't Tempest.
You're thinking about the New Jersey Comic or the New Jersey Comic Con or whatever the hell it's called, exclusive. That 215 Tempest.
I think of something else. I thought there was another X-Trans box.
There was another one, but I can't think of it either. I was listening to a podcast today, one of my true crime podcasts, the local one actually, and they were talking about the Candyman killer from Texas back like in the early 70s, like before like serial killers were like a big thing, before they really had a profile. Anyway, whatever. But he was a little boy, or he was a teenage boy raper. No. He was in his 30s when he liked teenagers, around like 15. But his former accomplice that helped lure boys to him, he wasn't a boy raper, but he was definitely an accessory to the crime, ended up shooting him. That's how he died. He died at the age of 33 by being shot with a full load of a revolver. And anyway, whatever. So... when he died, he got his feet tangled up in a phone cord, and he got shot 6 times. And the way he fell against the wall, there's a picture of it, and it just reminded me of that fucking X-Trans bot's fucking Huffer and Pipes mold. Because that's how that shit looked every time I walked in the room and saw it on the shelf. It was like slumped against the wall, like it had been shot 6 times at point-blank range. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. That was a whole lot for nothing there, guys. I apologize.
Hey, we got nothing anyway, so it's actually good.
Man, we do have to fill an hour,
that's what,
so...
That's what we call filling some time.
Some raspberry pie!
Oh, we're going to get off in 5 minutes. What do you mean you got to go? You don't got to go. Well, you still got to cool down the fan boat. You still got to go...
Is it on here?
No, it's in the notes.
Okay. Can somebody read it? Because I don't have it. I don't have it on me on right quick anytime.
What? You don't have it on right quick anytime?
I don't have it on me anytime right quick right now.
Oh, you didn't print it out? Bastard.
No. You didn't print it?
Dear SU crew, this is a random get to know the SU guys question.
All right.
I was wondering if each of you would be willing to describe your perfect burrito. Where does one go to find said burrito? What ingredients are stuffed into that bad boy? And who are you eating it with? MP collector, number one SCU fanboy, and burrito lover.
Oh.
You can't really be an MP collector, number one SCU fanboy, if you don't like to eat burritos at every meal. I mean, that's kind of a requisite.
You eat a burrito every meal, Greg?
Well, he's a burrito lover. I would assume he at least eats one or two a day.
Do you eat a burrito every meal?
If there was a good place around here, like, close to get one, but everybody's like Chipotle, but Chipotle's kind of pedestrian.
I don't like Chipotle. I hate them.
I liked it the very first time I had it because we didn't have it in North Carolina. And so I had it when I first moved to Columbus.
You take your shirt off and twist around your head?
I have before. I used to live pretty close to that neighborhood, actually, that video was filmed in.
Pete Pablo?
Yeah.
Nice.
Who am I?
Pete Pablo! Oh.
Pete Pablo, fucker! Anyway. Yeah, and I thought it was good the first time. I thought it was delicious. But then every time after that, I'm like, meh.
Yeah, that's kind of my experience. Like, I feel like the tomatoes and stuff are always, like, really old and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I've never had an experience with Chipotle that I'm like, this is awesome. Like, the one of them where I used to live, like, I feel like they, like, mixed up salt and rice sometimes. And, like, you just, like, eat your burrito and all of a sudden just like a mouthful of salt. Like, ugh, it's disgusting, you know?
It's kind of like listening to an episode of Shattercast.
Right, it's all salty, you know? So
their tacos aren't bad, but the trick to getting good tacos is to put minimal ingredients possible in there. And that kind of defeats the purpose of a Baja-style burrito experience.
So what's a perfect burrito, though?
Okay, I'll go.
No, I'm asking. Yeah, I mean, you know, if anyone wants... Does anybody put tater tots in the burritos? I love some tater tots in a burrito. I'm not going to lie.
I think the perfect burrito meats are like your slow cooked, like your barbacoa and your carnitas, which is like beef.
Carnitas.
I like chorizo, but I think chorizo is better eaten in a taco because it's crumbly. Same with ground beef.
Nice.
Steak in a burrito is fine too, but that does get messy because usually eat steak in smaller bites in a burrito.
Oh, awesome. Steak in
a burrito. So like those stringy like meats you just pull apart with your teeth.
Yeah.
No tater tots?
I like steak and tater tots and cheese. That's my burrito.
Oh, Greg, what are we going to do with this guy?
Oh, he gets a burrito from, I know what he's talking about. It used to be on the menu at Taco Bell.
What?
Yeah, it was the ultimate potato burrito, and you could get it with meat.
Yeah, see, Robert, go screw yourself.
Thank you. I think that I mean I like kind of like a California style, I guess. It's with rice.
What about a Brooklyn style? That's
the same thing. Like they have that. Like it's like rice, beans. I like pinto beans. You know, cheese. I don't like the authentic cheese. I like just like cheddar, steak, cilantro, jalapeno, sour cream, guacamole, and some hot sauce like the red sauce or the green sauce they give you.
I like that.
That's like the Baja style. It's
yeah.
Like, those are the big ass burritos. Yeah.
When
that's
I was
what
I'm
always trying to be.
I went to Arizona several years ago for six weeks. And I had like legit, authentic, like roadside Mexican burritos. And it was not what I was expecting because it was just like super spicy, like shredded dark meat wrapped in a burrito. And it was so hot and inedible. You know, I was like, this is not what I like. You know,
well, actually, what you probably had was peyote and armadillo roadkill.
This is probably true.
Whatever.
Did you put the shell on top of your head and eat it?
I was the shell.
Justin, what would you like on your burrito, Justin?
He's not there.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
I like Chipotle. I like their food. You know, it's not highest quality, but it's always tasty. I'm never, you know, they definitely packed that burrito good, you know. I never eating it.
I like
their
food.
You have Moe's up there anywhere? Moe's?
Yeah, we have Moe's. It's not very good. I haven't had a single good experience with Moe's here.
I like them better in Chipotle.
Modell's?
Yes. No, Negro Modelo.
Do y'all have a tacos for life or something up there? Anything like that?
What is
anything
it?
Tacos for life. Do y'all have anything like that up there?
No.
Might be a southern thing. Okay, we have them around here. My wife really likes tacos for life.
For me, an ideal burrito.
Speak on it, Greg.
Barbacoa or carnitas, either or. Go both ways. White rice.
Of course.
Black beans.
Of course.
Because I don't want to call it racist.
I'll have the white rice and black beans.
With the black beans, because I am not racist.
Some of my best beans are black, okay?
There's very fine
ingredients
on both sides. Chihuahua cheese made from Chihuahua milk.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's...
No, it's like a case. It's like a traditional, like what you get in the quesadilla. It's from the Chihuahua area. The nipples. Lettuce, guacamole, sour cream, basically all the fat boy ingredients. Pico de gallo, green tomatillo salsa, and
you gotta have the pico.
Gotta have the pico. And you gotta have something spicy.
Yes, sir.
Do you like them real spicy or just like a little fire, like a little touch?
It depends. It really depends on the actual flavor of the sauce in addition to the heat. Like if there's no flavor, just hot, then fuck that. I'll take flavor over heat any day. But if it's flavorful and it's got a little kick to it, then you know,
yeah, that's a good way. I don't want it to where you're fucking sweating. You know,
but the fattier it is, if you've got cheese and sour cream in it and guac, whatever, it's good to ratchet up the heat. Ratchet. You know what I mean? That's why I like
ratchet.
I'll put jalapenos in there.
Because it kind of evens it out is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I don't ever eat those kinds of burritos. Like, I usually get, like, a half portion of rice, no beans, or like something like that. Like, I don't get guacamole. I either get guacamole or sour cream, not both, because like I'm really trying not to die of a heart attack. But
I'm real hard.
Like when I was like 19 or 20, like there was this place. Do we have? I don't know if we have, how many listeners we have that are in Raleigh, but if you remember back in like 2001. The late 90s, early 2000s, it might still be there. There was a place in Mission Valley Shopping Center called Baja Burrito, and they used to have the best fucking food. And next door to Baja Burrito was a liquor store, and then across from that was... No, it wasn't an arcade. There was a banh mi sandwich place.
A very expensive public toilet.
Yes.
You know what? I totally forgot about Baja Burrito. And they had the really, really good mango salsa.
Man, what like you know about Baja Burrito?
Oh, that's so gay.
Do y'all like cheese dip?
Was that?
Do y'all like queso?
Yeah, I do, but I like it on nachos.
I love fucking queso, man. That's some good shit.
You like queso?
I love some queso. Give me a little queso.
Queso Chihuahua.
You know who has the best queso? Not Brooklyn. What would be on your burrito? Terry Hots?
I don't know. I'm pretty free on burritos. I'll eat whatever. They're good. I like chicken, rice, and whatever else. But the one thing does anyone have a California tortilla near you?
Yep.
Yeah, they have like kind of weird burritos. Like they have like a buffalo chicken burrito and things like that. Like I like their burritos. But I'm not gonna lie, like I really, really, really enjoy the old classic chicken burrito from Taco Bell. It's freaking good. So I like that I guess it's like a avocado sauce or something like that. I don't know. I love that sauce. So I would take a Taco Bell chicken burrito any day. So, and who would I be eating it with? Probably nobody, because my wife hates Taco Bell. So, be sitting there by myself, you know.
Aww. Like hiding in your car.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you need me to run your grocery store? I'm just going to go get this chicken taco.
Okay. Eat the Taco Bell on the way home, though.
Exactly. And then you're like, oh, no, I just went right to the store and back.
Y'all like Chick-fil-A?
Well, hold on. No, you have to eat it on the way to the store so you can dispose of the evidence.
No, I just...
Yeah, but then you got the diarrhea squirts. You got to go to the bathroom, though.
I do like Chick-fil-A to a certain extent, Matt. It's okay, because...
Yes, I like Chick-fil-A too.
Robert has to.
I've never had.
Thank you,
Lecter. That was a really awesome question, actually. Yeah, it's always good to talk about food and stuff and everything.
You should go to Chick-fil-A with Cody while y'all are at TFCon.
Oh, dude, they got Chick-fil-A around there? I'm there. They got some good those chicken minis.
Spicy chicken sandwich, no tomato. Spicy chicken club, I should say, no tomato.
Dude, when you get to heaven, that's what they're gonna hand you. You're gonna on the right side they're gonna hand you a chicken sandwich, on the left side they're gonna hand you some crystal burgers.
I'm optimistic that heaven has a ghetto, and if so, I'm sure there's a better chicken place than Chick-fil-A up there, but
nah. Tupac said that. Heaven has a ghetto.
That's why that was referencing.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. What if heaven's got to go?
Dun, 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 dun.
We need to do a live walkthrough on Friday, Matt. And I'll film, and really? I'll walk behind you so everybody could just see like the top of your head at the bottom of the screen. That'd be very funny.
Oh, making fun of my height because nobody's ever done that in my whole fucking career. You know,
never.
So yeah,
film him walking through the dealer room handing out chicken minis.
I would, dude. Like I would. I would so hand out chicken minis to everybody there and then smile and just be happy.
If I could
happy like fly on shit, man.
If I get love shit. If I can get my hands on some oak tag and a marker when I'm there, I'm gonna write a sign that says "Do you watch reviews?" I'm gonna stand behind Bobby when he's not.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody, dude. Come on.
Whatever. I'll still do. I don't think I'm going to find oak tag, so I'd rather just say it. But if I find it, I'm going to do it. Bobby's going to be like, don't do that. Rob, don't do that, Rob. And I'm going to just stand in the aisle where he has no effect on me and just like turn the circle in front of him.
Don't do that. Yeah, do a spiel. Hey, you want to buy a mug?
Come on now, Robert. Don't do that.
Come on.
I told him if nobody buys any shit from him, I'll buy like a ton of blankets and then throw them into the crowd like Donald Trump at a...
Like a paper towel.
I'm gonna fucking peg people in the head with like 50-pound woven blankets with Optimus Prime and Soundwave.
You know, he's gonna sell a lot of shit. You know he's gonna sell everything. Come on now. We're gonna be there. Me, Robert, gonna be there, and Bubby's gonna be there. So look for us and say hi. And I don't know, do all that good stuff. I'm really looking forward. I'm really looking forward to hanging out with.
Seriously.
You had to do that right at the end.
She's like, margaritas, bitch. Get off the fan.
No, it's a shredder. It's a fucking shredder. She shredded something. Jesus. Hit us up. Robert's going to be there. I don't know. It doesn't matter. God dang. Thank you very much for joining us. Safe travels to whoever's going to TFCon. And anything else you want to talk about? Real quick.
I was going to go, but I'm going to try... PCP this weekend, so.
Well, that's good. Also,
you can try
PCP. We might find out that you walked there then.
Before I flew there.
How'd you get here? I don't know, man. They're chasing me. All right, good night, folks.
Yeah. Have a good night.
I had some Chinese food. I got raging diarrhea that's going to shoot into my pants. I got to go.
Shoutouts to Cool Table Network, ROC, Into the Realm, Dark Detox, Plastic Fanatics, Beer and Bolters, Nerd Rage Radio, and Wix.
And my personal favorite, the well-established Gentleman's Show, Stasis Lock.
At Real Robot, at Fear Corps.
I am Ratchet.
Third Party TF Crashers, and Open Your Toys Podcast.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. Its sole purpose is to entertain. If it doesn't fit for your sensitive sensibilities, please feel free to turn it off now.
Shut the fuck up!